High school senior Trevor Shaw was elected to the school board last week. The 18-year-old stressed his attention to detail and research during the campaign. He also criticized elected officials at the state level for not helping Ketchikan School District grapple with changes to the Alaska Marine Highway System ferry schedule. The cost of flying students to sports and other academic events because of the ferry schedule changes has been debated by the school board. During his campaign, Shaw faulted State Representative Peggy Wilson, who sits on the House Transportation Committee, for not doing more to help the school district. School board member David Timmerman also will be sworn in. Timmerman was reelected to a second term. Board members then will elect a new president. Former board president Ginny Clay declined to run for another term. In his report to the school board, Superintendent Bob Boyle expresses optimism over the student count, which affects how much the state chips in for schools. There are two more intensive needs students in the district this year than initially projected. Those students qualify the district for more state money than others. Boyle also writes that Secure Rural Schools, a federal program that helps fund the district, has been reapproved for this year. He warns the board, though, that this is only a one-year extension and may not be reauthorized next year. The superintendent also reports that Schoenbar Middle School has had parent meetings regarding the one-to-one laptop programs at that school. Following a hacking incident last year where a number of students gained control over other computers in the Schoenbar network, those meetings focused on appropriate and acceptable use standards. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.